The greatest luxury adventures on earth. Abercrombie & Kent.
Robot Building Supplies. They've got it and deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
And thanks for being with me. The number 1-300-736-736. The open line for Werribee Kia. Top dollar paid on all trade-ins down at Werribee Kia. Janan, Aid, Jim, they're all down there. Drop in, say hello. Still open for business at Werribee Kia. And top dollar paid on all trade-ins. And the number 1-300-736-736. Sam Jacobs, Giants Ruckman, former Crow is and former Blue, is about to join me in about 7 or 8 minutes' time. So let's take a few of your calls as promised. 1-300-736-736. Brian in Chelsea Heights has been waiting a while. Welcome to you, Brian.
Hi, Craig. Look, there's a group in, of us in the community that people need to think about. And people dealing with depression and, Raylene Boyle described it as the black dog, Craig, and it thrives on loneliness and boredom. So all I'm asking is, you've got hundreds of thousands of listeners. If you've got a mate out there that you know is alone, just give him a call and say, mate, is there anything I can do to help you? That could save his life, Craig. So one phone call, just call him. Is there anything I can do for you, mate? And let him call you back if he has a problem. It could make a world of difference, Craig.
No, Brian, you make a lovely point. I really appreciate you're calling and joining me. Thanks a lot for your message. And it will be a message that is heard loud and clear by such a large portion of our community. Thanks for your time, Brian. A couple of calls, 1-300-736-736, and Sam Jacobs about to join me. Dwayne's award for Robot Building Supplies. They've got it at Robot Building Supplies, and they deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au. And for the greatest luxury adventures on earth at Abercrombie and Kent, you can check out their website. You can give me a call and you can call me whatever you like. It's fun to have your calls and it's nice to be able to talk to you, even if there are a few coming through on the speckle text right now. Having a bit of a laugh, nice one. If you want to join me on the speckle text, 0433 98 11 16. Good to have some old footy fans and some old sports fans being part of the program. Still to come, as I mentioned, Sam Jacobs is going to have a chat. Sam Edmund, SEN News Hound, is going to talk to me from his studio at home. Matt Keenan's isolation diaries will continue. And I'm looking forward to crossing to the USA big time shortly to have a chat about if baseball has a start date. That might be a little optimistic right now, but I think baseball right now is trying to give fans some sort of start date for people to believe it's going to resume again, to get some normality back to life in the USA. We'll cross to the USA very shortly as well. 1-300-736-736. Sam Jacobs, before we head back to your calls. And he joins me on his partner's, his wife's farm, self-isolating back in South Australia. Sam, welcome to you.
Hello, Dwayne. How you going, mate?
I'm good. So tell me about your self-isolation experience. You came across the border back to SA, so once you've made that commitment, there was no going back from it.
No, exactly. So once I came back from Sydney, I had to obviously self-isolate for 14 days. So strategically, we came straight back to the farm. So I must admit, we've got it pretty good back here. You know, I've got obviously motorbikes and plenty of space for the dogs, and I've got my little 20-month-old daughter here as well. So we're very lucky that and fortunate that we're able to have so much space to run around and actually do things on the farm.
I had a moment yesterday with my kids where I forgot that the coronavirus was even a thing for, I reckon, about a half an hour. It's nice to have those moments, Sam. And if you've got a property, and we're lucky enough, you and I, that we've got our job probably to go to when all this clears, that we can have those distractions for a half an hour or so and forget that it's a thing.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I think now's as good a time as any to just to take a step back. And obviously, there's a lot going on, which I'm sure we'll speak about in a second, but there's a lot going on, and I reckon it's a great time now to focus on what we do have. And what I do have is I've got all my close family in isolation, which is, probably the best place to be. And we're all healthy at the moment. So I'm very grateful for that. And, at the same time, I'm very thankful to be able to spend quality time with family. As you know, being in Sydney, I don't get a whole lot of that at the moment.
So I talked to Matty Keenan the last couple of days, and I talked to him a little bit later on, who's come back from Spain as the voice of cycling around the world. He's had to keep his distance from his child. He's had to have a no cuddle, don't get near dad rule because he's self-isolating on his own. So your family made the commitment that you would also self-isolate together, that you would have contact together?
Well, it started probably the Wednesday before round one, Izzy, my wife's parents, got to Sydney. So we've been with them since last Wednesday, and then also mum and dad came up to Sydney, you know, all ready for the first game against Geelong. So unfortunately, they all stayed at home to watch the game, you know, as we saw over the weekend. But we all came back on the same day back to the farm. I'm not seeing mum and dad at the moment. They're in Ardrossan, which is about 30 km away, self-isolating at home. But we're still with Izzy's parents at the moment, so we're getting looked after pretty well.
And how you so you are spending time, at least with your family, you can be reasonably close to them, as opposed to, so they're not allowed to go out, they're not allowed to leave the farm and go to the shop. How do you cope with that? Does someone drop supplies off for you? How does that happen?
Yeah, we are. Obviously, we can spend time with each other, but yeah, I've got you know, my brother-in-law and his wife who are literally 500 metres away in the other farmhouse, and you know, we can't see them, so which is quite ironic, but that's the way it is. But yeah, at the moment, we just got some friends who aren't in isolation, just dropping some supplies off, you know, every couple of days. So it really is a matter of not seeing them. They drop it off at the doorstep, and then we pick it up once they're gone. So it's all part of the moment. So we're just trying to do a little part as best we can.
So the other South Australians in self-isolation right now, football-wise, can't, if they live in a unit or a townhouse or even a house, can't go for a jog. You've got some property. You can have a run and a kick of the footy.
Spot on. So that's another reason why I came back here, because obviously, you know, it's very important for us to keep our fitness up and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I've got over 1,000 acres to run around in. So I'm doing well if I see all parts of the farm. So, you know, I've got a few gyms, probably the one thing that I find it a bit hard at the moment, just because we don't have, you know, great stuff here. So you're sort of making it up as you go. But, you know, just being able to run and cover the ground is just as important as anything at the moment.
So are you keeping fit? Are you of the belief that it's going to, you know, resume sooner rather than later, football, and that by keeping fit, or are you going to shut down for a month and just have almost a month of not doing a lot?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and I'm sure some boys are different, but I'm trying to stay optimistic. Like, I'm trying to keep myself in a positive frame of mind that, you know, we can get going again, you know, whether it's June, July, August, September, whatever. Like, I think it's important to sort of still, you know, have hopes that it is going to come back. But, you know, I think at the moment it's just as much a lifestyle thing as anything else, just to, you know, keep your mind fresh and keep your body healthy, because it's just something else you don't want to have to worry about. You know, I don't want to have to get to a situation where, you know, we do get called back in mid-May or whatever it is and you haven't done anything. So, for me, it's about, you know, keeping my mind healthy and making sure that I'm ready to go whenever, you know, the call does come that we're allowed back at the club.
And you might only have, what, 2 seasons left? I'm not sure how long you've signed for. Is it a two-year deal? So if season 2020 doesn't happen, 2021 might end up being maybe your last year.
Yeah, it is, Dwayne. It's unfortunately, that's something that I have thought about, that, you know, where I'm positioned at the moment, you know, in my career, in my life, that, you know, there's no guarantees right at the moment. So, you know, fortunately, I do have the two-year contract. So, you know, I'm very confident there will be footy at some stage in the next, you know, 18 months. So we're very happy from that point of view. But it's just sort of hard because, you know, I'm really excited by this year. I've gone to a really great club who, you know, we've had a great start to the year. We're healthy, we're ready to go, and we're as good as position as any to really challenge this year. So from that point of view, it's a bit frustrating, but at the same time, it's pretty easy to deal with what's going on, as you know, that it seems pretty unimportant at the moment.
Talking to Sam Jacobs, Giants ruckman. So are you in a WhatsApp group with the rest of the players? You've got a different opportunity to get through this than they have necessarily. Are you talking to your players constantly? Are the club keeping in touch with you? Are they going to give you a program in a couple of weeks' time? Have they already given you a program?
Yeah, the club's been unreal. They've, you know, like you said, we do have WhatsApp, we got, you know, messenger groups, you got Snapchat. You know, you probably speak to the boys just as much now as you were at the club, because you're all on your phone, because there's not a whole lot else to do for some of those guys. So the club's been unreal and given us a program. They, you know, the expectations aren't super high. You know, at the moment, it's a lot about just making sure you're safe and your family's safe and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, just give us a few things that we can do just to, you know, keep the body ticking over. So, you know, whether it's your nutritionist, whether it's the welfare manager, whether it's, you know, the coaches and, you know, all that sort of stuff, everyone's given us little things that we can do to look after ourselves. But at the same time, we have to reciprocate, because, you know, these guys, they don't know where their future is. So, you know, we've got to support them as well. As players, we're fortunate that, you know, regardless of what happens, we're going to be in an okay situation, you know, at some stage, whereas the guys at the club, you know, there's no guarantee. So it's just as important for us to support them, you know, in the groups that you're saying about, as it is for them to support us.
You've become a leader at your club, even though you're not going into the club every day. You're still a senior player for a lot of the younger players to look up to. How do you think the players themselves and the senior players that are spokespeople for the players are handling this pay situation?
Yeah, it's obviously pretty delicately placed. I think, you know, I've got full trust in the AFL and the AFL Players Association that they'll come out with the best result for the game and also the players. You know, it is, you know, like I said, delicately placed, and everyone wants to have an opinion about it and all that sort of stuff at the moment. So, you know, without having all the information, it's hard to comment too much. You know, I'm just getting, you know, fed from the AFLPA in what's happening. And, you know, you don't want to get caught up listening to too much of what's happening, because, you know, you don't know exactly what's going on. So it is tough. But, you know, the main thing is that we all stick together as one, you know, as an industry. You know, there's obviously a lot of frustrations. You know, a lot of people are upset, and there's a lot of livelihoods at stake. But as an industry, we just need to stick tight and just work through it and try and get the best result we can right now for the AFL and also the players and the fans and all that as well, who are just as important part of the situation as any.
And what's the priority, do you think, and the message that the players need to send out as a group? Because it sounded as if they were maybe, well, Patrick Dangerfield thumping the table maybe a little too hard yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not sure, you know, that the strategy and the media of what ends up to them. So it's sort of hard to comment too much. But as I mentioned, it's just about getting the best result for the AFL. And, you know, I think the AFL said the main priority is to make sure we have 18, you know, operating clubs going forward. And right now, that's, if I take my footy career, you know, to one side as a footy fan, all I want to see is a healthy competition, and I want to see the players and the fans looked after. Like, I think they're also an integral part that, you know, a lot of people have actually invested a lot of money into their memberships and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, we haven't got to a point where we're talking about what happens there. So it's so much to work through at the moment. There's a lot of high pressure around. As I mentioned, I've just got full trust in the AFL, the AFLPA to get the best result for the game and everyone involved.
And it's good to hear you setting a really good example with the self-isolation situation. Don't go beyond that fence line, and don't let any of your family go beyond. Because it is important to set an example when people in our position, you know, we've got a voice and we need to do the right thing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's such a minor thing to do, is to stay home and spend time with loved ones. And, you know, I think, you know, the best thing you can do is focus on what you do have. And what you do have at the moment is an opportunity to spend time with family, which, you know, in your busy life, as everyone's got, you know, things on their plate, it's just a good time to be able to, you know, spend time with them and, you know, play card games, you know, have a shot of the basketball, or, you know, kick the footy in the backyard or things like that. There's so many things you can do to put smiles on your faces and family's faces. So I guess you just got to hang on to that at the moment.
Well put, Sam. Thanks a lot for giving me some of your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dwayne, and doing a great job, mate. Cheers.
Thank you very much. Sam Jacobs also doing a great job as a leader of the community, the football community. Giants ruckman and former superstar Crow. Take a little break. After the break, we'll take some more of your calls. 1-300-736-736, 1-300-736-736. Back to your call, Steve and Mount Evelyn. I'm coming to you first, I promise. And Sam Edmund, as I mentioned, the SEN chief reporter for Illusion Gas Log Fires. Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now at illusionfires.com.